It was the darkest of dark nights. The leaves did a dance of chaos to the cold January wind as four sets of boots hit the tarmac. Corrupted souls who had lost their humanity long ago, the unusual suspects would do all that they ever did, all that they knew how to do, despite the law, despite God, despite reason. When they came together, it was only for a highly suspect review.
Talk about the nut job, and I am, of course, Martin Thomas, but I am joined by my two co-hosts,
Elliot
and Ashley Moreno. Although if later people ask if I was here, say no. I was not talking about the nut job.
Now, Ashley, you got up and showed up for a screening at 10 a.m. on a Saturday, when normally a lot of people will sleep.
Yeah, or be hungover.
I figured we were going to dim sum. I didn't know we were going to go watch the nut job. Yeah. I mean, come on. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm a grown woman. I'm hungover.
I don't know how you got tricked into this.
Well, I thought we were doing something more fun with a name like the nut job. I'm like, oh, it's be a good time.
That is the thing.
I would have preferred that.
With a name like this, I was like, oh, I'm not looking for the double entendres. Oof. And then as it went on, it's like, well, okay, maybe throw me a couple of them.
Just anything.
Please. For anybody who's curious, wow.
All three of you, and that guy in Toronto.
Maybe not even that.
If you're curious, you're on a watch list right now.
The nut job is actually, it's a collaboration between a Canadian animation company and a South Korean animation company. And it brings us a story of Surly Squirrel, as voiced by Will Arnett. Surly Squirrel is a purple squirrel. Don't know why, because all the other animals are colored correctly. But there's a community of animals who live in a park in, I assume it's New York, in the 50s. And while this community works together, all the park rodents, to get their food for the winter, led by a wise old raccoon who's voiced by Liam Neeson, who says, "I'm sorry, you all, but there's not enough nuts for the winter, for hibernation." But that's okay, because Surly does his own thing. He's with his rat buddy trying to steal heist nuts from a nut cart. Only this cart belongs to a couple of gangsters who are using this as a front to take to case a bank that's next door to the nut store that they bought so they could tunnel underground and get to this bank. Is everybody still following this?
Am I wrong?
Yeah,
you're right.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is absolutely the longest setup for a nut joke I've ever heard.
I know.
I'll just say scrotum if we can stop. Scrotum.
Vast difference. Come on. I'll go interior.
Vast difference. I like that. Surly is, he's kind of an asshole. And by kind of, I mean very much so. He doesn't play well with others. Even his sidekick, the Silent Mouse, he's kind of abusive to him, but he's all about himself. There might not be enough nuts at the rest of the park for everybody else, but so what? Fuck him. He's getting his own from stealing from this cart. Things go awry. Not really his fault, but the tree gets burnt to a crisp, and they all decide, you know what? It's this guy's fault. He must be banished. Now, joining the cast are also Brendan Fraser as Grayson the Heroic, a completely useless and nothing but annoying character. And Katherine Heigl, everyone's favorite.
We have an all-star cast here.
Yes. As Andy, it says in the credits, Andy, orange squirrel. I would like to point out to Wikipedia that should correctly be an orange squirrel. Jesus. She's like the one person who says, well, Squirrely's not that bad, and everybody shouldn't be completely mean to him, right, Surly? And Surly's like, ah, shit, I don't give a shit. But once he's banished, Surly has to go into the big city, where he has to fend off pigeons and street gangs of rats until he finds his way to the nut store. And a treasure trove of nuts, except that it's, you know, stores run by gangsters, and a little pug who keeps him away. I think I'm done. Set this movie up.
Yeah.
If you guys want to chime in with some opinions on it, that'd be cool.
In addition to being short on nuts, evidently Liam Neeson and Maya Rudolph are also short on money. Like, what the hell are they doing here?
Well, you know what? Here's what happens with movies like this. These actors who do a lot of things, they have kids, and they go like, you know what? I do movies like Taken and The Gray that my kids don't enjoy, or maybe in this case, grandkids. But I want to do something for them. Oh, here's a script for an animated movie. These things make a lot of money. This should be fine. What could be the harm?
And I actually, counterpoint, have the harm. Obviously, yeah. I think you guys are going to agree. Which is that if you're the kind of parent that wants to subject your kid to nut joke after nut joke, then have I the animated feature for you. Because the kids in the theater loved it, but I started to feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, no, there was a part, there's a part, I don't want to ruin it, but there's a part where there's a very, very obvious nut joke in a very wrong way that I'm like, you should.
Oh, no, this is worth quoting. I think you should.
Okay, well, they're at the nut cart, and this Girl Scout comes up, and he just like, he's trying to shut the Girl Scout up because they're casing the bank, and he shoves nuts in her mouth.
Yeah, the little Girl Scout, the little girl. That's right, nuts in her mouth.
Yeah, and she's like, she gets to the police office, he shoved nuts in my mouth.
I believe it was, that man assaulted me with nuts.
Yeah, it's like,
well, they were assaulted
Michael
nuts.
Jackson? Like, is that what's going on?
Which, to be fair, is how I like my nuts, but I'm 32 years old. That's I'm legal. Not
yes, that. However, probably the first time you got those nuts, you were probably 14 as well. That's what led you to being on the show.
This is America.
Only in America.
The funny thing about this movie, and I say funny, is that so it's set in the 50s, and there's no real reason for it. And it even like does jokes that are modern. And when I say jokes that are modern, I mean like at one point in the music, they play Gangnam Style.
Oh, yeah.
Which makes you go like, how long ago was this movie made? And they thought this was going to be popular. Although it would explain the South Korean animation studio connection. Like maybe that was their part of it. But the movie also ends. It doesn't end, but it goes into the credits at the end. And it's a whole animated sequence with Psy dancing the Gangnam Style for
like
the
little
credits.
Animated Psy.
Yeah. And gotta admit, it's like it's completely inappropriate. It has nothing to do with this movie. Kind of cute though.
Yeah, it actually was. It was the best part.
It was the best part.
It was the best part of the movie.
Okay, here's the thing about this movie. Okay, now Elliot, like before, you said this was like bad DreamWorks.
Yeah.
And I completely agree with you because when I watched this, I was like, this reminds me of what I did not like about the first Madagascar movie.
Or like Shark Tale.
Well, even so, more Madagascar was that Madagascar, I could tell it's like they didn't do a final rendering on it. Mm-hmm. So it's rough around the edges. The animation is jerky. And the reason was that there was another movie much like at Madagascar that was in the works already. I can't quite remember the name of it because, you know, Madagascar came out before it. They rushed it to get it out to beat this movie. And they did it by not taking that last pass of rendering. So the animation is not as smooth as it should be.
No.
And so with this, I was like, this is that same thing. It looks like a little too crispy, good. A little too aliased. And also, it relies so much on having Warner Brothers / Tex Avery type gags.
No,
sight
yes.
gags all through it.
No. Yeah, I got a very strong Looney Tunes gag. And like, that's my only recommendation. If you love the Looney Tunes, and I'm talking about love, like this, that is your childhood and you just can't get enough. Go see this movie because you will get sort of hints of that.
Right.
Not as good as they do it. Like, I would recommend just, you know, watching the Looney Tunes or something.
Yes.
But if you really want to see something new, like with a new take on it, then that's the only reason to go see this, unless you're like 9.
Yeah, like, for example, let's say the Wile E. Coyote is chasing the Roadrunner, and you're like, but what if he farted?
Oh, my God.
Don't see this movie.
Yeah.
This movie's for you.
Oh, that's so perfect.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right, because you will get fart jokes in there that's like, man, you so could have avoided that, except then you wouldn't have enough movie here to be a full feature.
My thing, I guess, is that like I love animation, and I get it's for kids, and I really respect that. You know, some like the kids enjoyed it, but I feel like we reached a place in animation and just film that I don't think that's an excuse so much anymore. Where they're making some really good animated movies that kids like and adults can enjoy.
It's weird because so often with these, you can see, like, there'll be a subpar animated movie that comes out, but you can go, like, I see what the thinking was on this. It's like, okay, I get it because this is, it's a sequel to one that was already, very popular. Or it's got a voice actor who suddenly has a lot of heat. This has none of that.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. Will Arnett, God bless him, is just not one of those stars that people go like, I got to see the next Will Arnett project. It just doesn't happen. Katherine Heigl, maybe years ago.
No, she's on her way out.
Yeah, totally, she is.
Fuck her!
You don't even know Liam Neeson's in it until you see the movie. Another thing is that, okay, the whole cliche that they've been doing in animated movies lately where it's like, oh, here's this character who's totally sweet and nice. Oh, hold on. Turns out they're the villain of the movie. Yeah.
Like you see that coming,
it's barely a twist anymore.
Yeah, it was the M. Night Shyamalan of animated films.
Yeah.
I'm having like Master P flashbacks.
Yeah, basically. I don't know. I mean, I think back to Elliot's point, in the world where the Muppets have been killing it for this long and they're coming out with a new movie,
right,
my expectations have been raised, even for like kids' stuff.
The trailer for Muppets Most Wanted was better than this entire movie.
That trailer's awesome.
Yeah.
I've not seen that trailer, but I'm gonna buy that from you guys. That sounds good. And I was talking about with the lack of the last pass of rendering on the animation. They totally had it with the Psy animation.
Oh, it looked fabulous.
It did.
It really did. Best part.
I mean, it's like I was like walking out. I was like, okay, this is finally over. Let me get out. Whoop, 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 whoop. And I was like, this is actually kind of cool. I mean, it's stupid, but I'm never going to like watch this movie again. So I'm going to stand here and watch it now.
I tell you, I had flashbacks of it's the Green Machine, gonna rock the mic like without being seen. You know, the Turtles with Vanilla Ice and Turtles 2 Secret of the Ooze. I was like,
oh, Jesus.
If I was like 9, I would love this. But it just reminds me, if you want to know when somebody's career is over, when you end up on the credits, your 15 minutes are over. It's done. Game's over. Everything's over, Johnny.
Pretty much. I did like the voice actors for the most part. Maya Rudolph as the Pug, I thought she was pretty good.
She killed it. Pug was my favorite.
Yeah, that one character was pretty good. The gangsters were so kind of out of place in this whole thing. Yeah.
It was weird.
Yeah, they end up just being weird. And you know, Katherine Heigl's okay for whatever that character is. Liam Neeson, not bad. But Brendan Fraser, I don't know where to go with this, because his character of Grayson the hero, who really wasn't that everybody thought he was, he could have been completely left out of it. Matter of fact, he disappears for long periods, and I'm grateful. And when he comes in, the character is written in a way that's annoying and unnecessary. And even the way Brendan Fraser plays him, it's just like, dude, was there no other take you could have done on this? I mean, maybe he's directed that way. But it's terrible.
Well, I tell you, it feels like there's been a trend in recent animated movies to have that guy who's supposed to be the hero.
Right.
And they make fun of him the entire movie, but they just didn't do it well.
Yes.
It's like you're taking that formula, but you don't have the talent to really get it to that place where their formula needs to add up. So it was just sort of mediocre.
So, as we come to the windup, I mean, I don't know how much more we can say about it, but if you guys were to give ratings, Ashley.
Yeah,
sweetheart, you got up at 10 a.m. I mean, you got up at 8 a.m. to be here for a 10 a.m. movie. How do you feel about it?
I have regrets in my life. I've made some poor choices.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't the worst one.
Okay.
But because I like our fans, I think we got something going between the three of us. Me and the two of them.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to save you guys the time of this extra long ball joke. And just give it, let's say, 4 out of 10 scrotums. There.
Okay.
I said scrotums. Okay. Now you don't have to see the movie.
Okay. All right. All right. And Mr. Elliot?
I got to say, it just seemed lazy. Although I will say that there are two good points of the movie. If you do love Looney Tunes, go see this. If you have to really love it to go see this, because there is a lot of callbacks to that. And also, at the very end, it has a decent message at the end that I feel like is good for people to hear. I don't want to ruin it, but it... Sometimes, you know, being the hero sometimes isn't about you.
Okay.
And I try to be very, very charitable to films, and I'm
trying. And you always are.
I'm trying, but...
It's true.
But I give it, honestly, I love animation, so I'd give it 2 Ghiblis out of 10.
Oh, damn. I'm the softie.
Wait a minute. You're the one who's forgiving, and you only gave it 2?
Because, like, I can only see 2 good things in that entire movie.
Wow.
Be honest, were they nuts?
they're too swinging.
You were actually just staring at your crotch, but nice try.
It's more interesting.
I think I'm more with Ashley, where, yeah, this movie's bad and it's lazy, but I've seen so much worse. It never made me mad.
Yeah.
It just made me like, Oh, well, you blew a lot of potential. And there's some things here that are sort of goodish, but not enough to, for me to recommend it. So out of 10, I'm going to give it 4 D's. D's nuts! Now that's how you do a nut joke.